Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk, the most fact-driven, unbiased, true crime channel on the entire internet. We have a busy docket today, so let's get to it. First, a judge orders additional documents released in the Ghislaine Maxwell settled civil case. Second, digging at Dulos's property. Third, Good Samaritan car thief. Fourth, former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick has his sentence commuted. Fifth, this is not something you see very often. Crime families pleading guilty. Six, you can't refuse the test. Seven, good to see the tourist spot is open for business. And finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Crime Talk, and my name is Scott Reich. Thanks for watching. Now, if you haven't done so already, we'd ask that you please hit that subscribe button. Also, hit that little bell so that you receive notifications of when we put up new content or go live. Now, last night, you should have been a Patreon member. We had a great conversation about Chris Watts. Unfortunately, unless you're a Patreon, you're not going to be able to see it. So, maybe next week when we go live. Now let's get to today's docket. First, the judge orders the release of additional documents in the Ghislaine Maxwell civil matter. Now, the judge unsealed and released dozens of documents in a now settled civil suit involving Ghislaine Maxwell. Now, as you may recall, she's been jailed and accused as a co-conspirator for that guy named Jeff. Well, needless to say, the judge basically is going to not release a whole lot of information as it relates to her salacious sexual activities. Bottom line, I think we're all going to be very disappointed when we've had an opportunity to review these documents. As the judge notes, she acknowledges that the public thirst for prurient details about Miss Maxwell might go unquenched, but determined that Maxwell's sex life was adult, consensual behavior, and should remain her private business. So, there you go. I think we're all going to be disappointed, and we're going to have to wait for her criminal trial for real names to come out, if they in fact ever will. Next on the docket, we told you the other day that investigators were searching the house and following up on some leads as it related to the disappearance of Jennifer Dulos. Also, there were backhoes brought in and they were digging in various spots in at least four locations, following up on leads and what appeared to be some sort of disturbed dirt around Photo Dulos' former residence. Now, I'm a little surprised that it's taken almost a year for them to go back and look at these areas now. Don't you think you would have done that a lot sooner? Well, needless to say, nothing has turned up of evidentiary value at this point, and I think that the trail is running very cold as it relates to this particular case. We'll wait and see. All right, have you ever heard of a Good Samaritan car thief? That's right. One Oregon man made it clear he's a car thief, but not a kidnapper. Well, actually, he is a kidnapper because he moved a person some distance, however slight, without their permission. On Saturday morning, a suspect described by authorities as a white male with long, dark brown braided hair in a multicolored face mask took off with Crystal Leary's car as she went inside a meat market. The suspect drove off with the 2013 silver Honda Pilot before he noticed a four-year-old boy was in the back seat in the car and was unattended. Once the suspect realized that he was unintentionally kidnapping the child, he returned the child to the Leary and threatened to call the cops on her for leaving her son in the vehicle alone. He hopped then back into the car and drove off. Obviously, the parents of the child were thankful that the thief had the decency to bring the child back, but needless to say, it is still a crime. The suspect has not been apprehended, but he will have charges when he is caught, not only for the vehicle theft, but for kidnapping as well. It's not a defense that you brought the car back with the child to kidnapping. That's not a defense. That's mitigation. It's going to go well for him in that regard, but he's still a car thief. You can't take other people's things without permission. Next on the docket, former Detroit mayor Kwame Kilpatrick had his sentence commuted last night. He was sentenced to 28 years in prison in 2013 for bribery, racketeering, extortion, and fraud while he held public office. Shocking, right? Well, last night, because of the public support that now former Mayor Kilpatrick had from the community in Detroit, former President Trump has granted clemency and reduced his sentence. At the time of the commutation, Mr. Kilpatrick had served 7 years in prison for his role in the bribery scheme that obviously wound up getting him sent to federal prison. The United States attorney that prosecuted Mayor Kilpatrick believes that he should not be freed and that he earned every day of the 28-year sentence that he received from the judge. By way of a little background, Kilpatrick was indicted in 2013 on 24 felony counts, including racketeering, mail fraud, and wire fraud. And according to the FBI, Kilpatrick took $500,000 from state funds and nonprofit organizations. He allegedly spent the money on vacation, spa visits, and golf club memberships. The former mayor was also accused of conspiring with contractor Bobby Ferguson, and according to the FBI, municipal contractors were coerced to include Ferguson in public contracts. Ferguson obtained at least $73 million in revenue from municipal contracts through his scheme, a portion of which he shared with his co-conspirators. That's right, now former mayor Kilpatrick. For those of you who do not recall this case, I do, and the mayor was clearly running a criminal enterprise from City Hall. That is not surprising when you think about most political jobs don't pay that much, but yet they somehow come out of office and live a very extravagant lifestyle. It would be what we refer to as per se evidence of corruption. Next on the docket, something that you rarely ever see. That's right, a crime family pleading guilty. Is the mob getting soft? The captain and 10 members and associates of the Gambino crime family pled guilty to crimes including racketeering conspiracy, wire fraud, money laundering, and obstruction of justice. This took place today. 11 members and associates of the Gambino organized crime family of La Cosa Nostra pled guilty to multiple crimes, including racketeering, conspiracy, fraud, obstruction of justice, and related offenses throughout the New York metropolitan area committed as part of an illicit activities of the Gambino family. One additional defendant pled guilty to filing false tax returns. That'll show him. The proceedings were held before a federal judge in New York. The United States attorney stated that with these guilty pleas, a dozen members and associates of the Gambino crime family are held accountable for committing a litany of crimes in the construction industry that enriched the mafia at the expense of the American taxpayer, construction companies harmed by their pernicious presence, and the United States government. You just don't see that every day. You have to wonder where the order came from for somebody to say, go ahead and plead guilty. Next on the docket, you have to take the test. One of the questions you usually get asked by anyone if you're an attorney, particularly one that does criminal defense, is, hey, if I get pulled over for a DUI, should I take the test? Well, it's usually not a good idea to refuse. Why? Because they take your license. However, sometimes you just have to make that call on the scene. But you may recall this New York City bus driver who veered off the bridge the other day. Take a look at these photos. Literally over the bridge. Well, needless to say, this bus driver probably has a commercial driver's license. And if you're involved in an accident, or basically at any time if you have a commercial driver's license, guess what? you could be asked to submit to a urine sample or a blood test. Well, the driver in this particular case did not. He refused to give a breath, blood, or urine sample. Needless to say, he is no longer employed by the city. We want our bus drivers, we want our pilots, we want our over-the-road truck drivers being safe, because when you're driving heavy equipment like that and you hit people or drive off the bridge, that's a lot of steel heading towards somebody, or in this particular case, the ground, and people could get hurt. Fortunately, in this particular situation, no one was injured, but you gotta take the test. Next on the docket, it's good to see that South Carolina, specifically Myrtle Beach and the Skywheel at Myrtle Beach, is open for business and tourism is welcome. And Eric and Lori Harmon, well, they had a little trouble on the Skywheel. Apparently, the Harmons engaged in a little sexual tryst on the Ferris wheel, and it was captured on video. And apparently, the public tryst was later posted on a pornography website. The suspects, who are both 36 years old, were charged with indecent exposure and preparation of prohibited obscene material. The husband and wife were released Friday and released on bond. Now, the Skywheel at Myrtle Beach says that they pride themselves in providing a safe, family-friendly attraction and atmosphere. They issued a statement after this incident, and they said they were extremely disturbed by what has taken place, and that they had no idea what had taken place, and that they are willing to cooperate in any circumstances with the police. The couple apparently has been charged with similar incidents in the recent weeks. Just last month, they were reportedly accused of having sex in a community swimming pool. So to the Harmons, it's good that you all are so in love, or at least in lust, but next time, get a room. Now, before we get to our dumb criminal contestant of the day, there's been a lot of things being released about people, criminal histories, things you want to know about people. Go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up today. You'll be happy that you did. It will give you the peace of mind. If you are beginning a relationship with somebody, you don't know anything about them other than maybe what they told you on a website. Do not trust that. Go to crimetalksearch.com. You can search them. It's done anonymously. And literally, millions of public records are searched from the entire United States. And you're going to get a report while you wait that's going to include social media information about the person you're searching, their email, their phone number, criminal history, property records, divorce records, civil judgments, anything you want to know about this particular person. Find out if what they're telling you is the truth or if it's a big lie. Find out before it's determined to be a big mistake on your part. Go to crimetalksearch.com. You'll be happy you did. Now, for our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let me just tell you, I've represented lots of individuals over the years that have been involved in little domestic disputes. And most of the time when I ask the people, what were you arguing about? They have no recollection, or it was really quite dumb. Well, I don't know, but must be something in the water in Myrtle Beach, because Curtis McCoy, and we'll give him the presumption of innocence, well, he and his husband of 10 years got into an argument late Sunday, and they're never going to forget what they were arguing about. Mr. McCoy allegedly brought up how the victim only had one testicle, which caused the victim to get upset. As the dispute continued, the victim pointed his finger at McCoy and yelled back at his spouse, according to police reports. Now, after initially denying to the police that he had touched his spouse, McCoy reportedly said, "I only grabbed his finger and twisted it when he pointed it at me." He said they had learned their lesson from the last time they got arrested for domestic violence. Well, clearly you have not. Mr. McCoy, you are our dumb criminal contestant of the week. Bottom line is, two testicles, one testicles, embrace it, go with it. but at least you'll know what the reason for the fight was about when you got arrested. You, Mr. McCoy, are our dumb criminal contestant of the day. And you are a contestant for the dumb criminal contestant of the week. And if you win, that's right, you'll get some cool Crime Talk merchandise sent to you. At least you didn't take it over to the Skywheel and air your disturbance in public. So at least you've got that going for you. All right, that's all we have for you today. Thanks for watching Crime Talk. We will see you tomorrow.